Thank you for joining us on this, the Frank Sontag Show, hour number two. And we're going to do a little bit of a reset here for our Impact segment. Welcome to the program. Impact is always 20-plus minutes of uninterrupted dialogue and discussion. So if you missed it, I read a story I'm going to share with you again, and I would love your comments on the specifics of the story and, in particular, the response by L.A. County Mayor Eric Garcetti. And I'll ask you a specific question or two, but this is what I would love for you to call and comment on. So here's the story. A 26-year-old skateboarder who's on course to represent the U.S. in the 2020 Summer Olympic Games has been charged for allegedly co-hosting a party in Los Angeles that was deemed a potential COVID-19 quote-unquote super spreader, jeopardizing public health. Nijah Houston, a four-time world skateboarding champ, along with a man named Edward Essa, who owns the house in the Fairfax District, where authorities say parties have been repeatedly shut down by police since last fall. Now, it says repeatedly shut down. LA Times reported an incident in September, one in October. So I don't know about repeatedly, but I guess twice is a repeat. But here's what I would love to hear from you. Mayor Eric Garcetti ordered the LA Department of Water and Power to cut off electric service to the home in the 800 block of North Kersone Avenue after the latest party in January. Both men are accused of creating a nuisance. Do you support that? Is this a good move? We're going to limit it kind of to a simple question. 888-528-2557. Do you support Mayor Eric Garcetti to order the LADWP to shut water and power off to this home because now evidently a third time they've been warned? 888-528-2557. What about you? Are you okay with, again, under the category of, oh, the pandemic, and if you listen to the mainstream, I'm sure sooner or later we're going to hear about the enormous toll it's taken. We'll hear the rhetoric. There'll be speeches written. And what is to come, that this hype about vaccination, like this is the end all. But are you okay with a government overreach by which they shut your power off? And again, you may say, well, absolutely, they deserved it. Any inconsistencies, any double standards? What about the realities of what is essential, what isn't? Should a private homeowner be allowed to do whatever a private homeowner does in the privacy of their own home? It's a simple question. 888-528-2557. Nathaniel and Colton. Nathaniel, you're on the Frank Sontag Show.
Hi, Frank. How are we doing okay these days?
We are hanging in there. How are you?
Being there as well. Be better, but being in there. So, your story about the skateboarder. Well, my personal opinion, being a 29-year-old, about the same age as him, in the state of California, him holding large parties of 40 people during this pandemic is irresponsible, and the state of Los Angeles doesn't have the right to take action against him as far as, like, legal charges, if they'd like to, but I feel taking away his water, power, and electricity—that is a step too far, I think.
Okay. Well, I appreciate your call. There may be a bit of a disconnect. There was a delay, evidently. But thank you for calling, Nathaniel. You're the first one. I look at the board. The board's quiet. Sincerely, if you're listening, because this impacts you, me, all of us. I think it's a relevant question. Are you okay with the LA County mayor issuing a directive to the DWP to shut off your water and power, your private residence that you own? because somehow you had a big party and the police were called out, right? All under the category of endangering the public health. 888-528-2557. Now, if you're waiting for me to share my view, I'm not going to do that yet. Although, I think there's one primary view basic logic would say. But I don't think some of us are being very logical these days. I think we're reacting in a fearful way. That when it comes to this horrible pandemic, oh my gosh, we need to make our sacrifices. What about the inconsistencies? What about the hypocrisies? I'm not even going to get into the conversation about the church, and then you got liquor stores and pot shops opened. But a privately owned residence where the mayor orders the DWP to shut down the water and power? How can you not have something to say about that? What about if it was you? What about if somebody reported you? And the next thing you know, I mean, we live in California, right? With the emphasis on green alternative energies. I last hour or so I lamented on the air. It wouldn't surprise me if we see COVID kind of go away from the public narrative, and then all of a sudden we're going to hear about climate change, and you've got climate change lockdowns. California, high winds, fire danger, shut them down, put them in their homes. But I mean, the privacy of your own home, even with the winds now, you wake up and, oh my gosh, we've got no power because we want to help the community be safe. Like, forget about the fact that you have tossed out upgrading the grid because you bought into the whole alternative, photovoltaic, solar, wind. We need to have clean energy. The planet's dying. We've got, well, according to John Kerry, Mr. Fly Around in Your Private Jet, Mr. Do As I Say, Not As I Do, 3 years ago we were told we only had 12 years. We've got only 9 years now. Oh, please. And yet we get what we deserve if we put up with it. 888-528-2557. Let's see. Brianna in Orange, you're on the Frank Sontag Show.
Hey, Frank. How you doing?
Good. How are you, Brianna?
I'm good. Thank you. Well, this is my first time calling. I just wanted to respond to your question that you posed. I am 100% against what the mayor in L.A. is doing to that homeowner. I just feel like it's, you know, like once you go down that road, where does it stop, you know?
Or once we let a political rep go down that road, where does it stop?
Correct. So now, you know, right now it's COVID, but like what happens if homeowners or people don't want to take the vaccine? So is the government going to do another overreach to private citizens in their homes or, you know, it's a slippery slope once they start going down that road.
I think you've really thought this through. There may be some that go, oh, well, come on, Brianna, that's quite a reach. Really? You don't take the vaccine and they're going to come in your home? But I tell those people, well, a year ago, if anybody was to say we'd be seeing these things or put up with this stuff, we would say that's ridiculous. That's impossible. And yet here we are.
I 100% agree with everything you're saying.
Brianna, I thank you for the call. Is there anyone in the listening audience? We've got phones that are filled, and it takes a few moments to go through the screening process. In fact, if you're on hold for a topic that is not at hand here, we just ask you kindly to hang up so we can clear some lines. We've got some people on the screen that this isn't what we're talking about. You called last hour. If you're just tuning in, there is a story about evidently a skateboarder who is going to be in the Olympics. Supposedly one of our best hopes, a young man. His name is Nijah Houston. He's all of 26 years old. Evidently, he and probably a buddy who owns a home in the Fairfax District, they were cited for having a large party. COVID-19 super spreader event, jeopardizing the public health. They were cited. And then Mayor Eric Garcetti, because supposedly this has happened before, the Times reports repeatedly warned, even though, according to the article, it was an incident September 1 and October. Repeatedly sounds like it's over and over, but that notwithstanding, Mayor Eric Garcetti orders DWP, shut down the power. And they did. Is this okay with you? I'm looking for anybody on the board that would say, this is fine. Because there are some people, and I'd love to understand your logic, that you're okay with this, all under the category of, well, it's jeopardizing public health in a privately owned home. Carolyn in Huntington Beach, you're on the Frank Sontag Show. Carolyn, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
I sure can. Thank you for calling.
Okay, thank you. I hadn't heard about that absurd possibility that the mayor would try to take someone, turn off their power. And I just had to call and say, wow, it's absurd. It sounds like it's got to be unconstitutional. And it also reminds me a little bit of China. I don't remember exactly, but don't they have something going on where you get points, you know, for being like the good citizen, and if you don't get the good points, then you lose certain privileges? And this sounds a little bit like that. Like, let's take this as far as we can with control because things are getting better, so we can't have it get better, so let's see what else we can do to keep control. It's crazy. I can't believe it. It's just so insane.
It is crazy. Carolyn, thank you. And yet, this is a posture that has been telegraphed in recent times. This isn't the first time Mayor Eric Garcetti has said he was going to do such things. In fact, he issued threats a few months ago. You have a large party, we're going to shut down your water and power. And I can't help but wonder, I mean, what do we do about this? This is a we. Okay, this is because we all have private residences. And when we first started hearing about the scourge of COVID and oh my gosh, you need to download the app on your phone and they're going to track you and trace you and come into your home and take out your children. You remember those stories? One of the Ventura County, I can't think of his name, a guy that's, you know, got a nice pay raise, and you talk about questionable things, but he made the statement about, well, if you don't register, and if somehow you test positive, we may come in and take your children away under their health and safety. And do we just sit around as a population and go, okay? I mean, I don't have the answer. I'm not for anarchy or full-out rebellion. But what about, you know, buzzing the, if you're against this, calling Mayor Garcetti's office or emailing or protesting and saying we're not okay with this? But 11 months into this quote-unquote pandemic, I think someone in San Diego sent me an email in the 2 o'clock hour. I'm on down there. She said, we're being groomed. I think that word applies. We're being groomed. We're getting used to this stuff. We wear masks in our cars now, driving to and from. We wear masks outside. It's the edict, city edicts. Please, someone explain that to me. Now, maybe inside, okay, as much as I'm not a fan of masks, forget my own sentiment. Let's go to what the science says, and I can point to science that says, clearly, masks do nothing. And yet, here we are, right in the 11th hour, where so many have bought into this, where we just, You're about to walk into the local grocery store. You're halfway to the door and you realize, oh, I don't have a mask. I got to go get my mask. Can you imagine if you walked in there with no mask on? People would be screaming. I obviously overstate it to make a point. But in this case, a 26-year-old young man and his buddy. Buddy owns a home. They had a party of supposedly 40 people. Not the first time the police have been called. Garcetti, shut off the water and power. What do we do? What do we think about that? Mike in Woodland Hills, you're on the Frank Sontag Show.
Yeah, hi, Frank. This is certainly nothing new for Garcetti. He tried pulling this back in the fall, shutting off people's water and power for parties. And if you remember, you know, they had all kind of edicts about Thanksgiving, how many people you could have over your house. And you should be able to eat outside and don't have more than three households. And this goes on and on. I mean, it just doesn't stop with the power with these people, right? You know that. Between him and the fake doctor, Ferrer, down there in wherever she's from, the county. And, of course, Gavin Newsom is now facing a recall because of the way he's handled all this stuff. And they're all hypocrites to begin with. So, of course, this is ridiculous that they would try to do this. But they've been doing it, and they will keep trying unless people do speak up and and obviously, I don't know if you can file a lawsuit, but you could do something. They shouldn't be able to do this, shut anybody's water and power off. Your home's your private home, but hey, if they can get you to listen to them, I guess people do out there. Maybe half the population does. It's ridiculous, right?
Well, you and I can agree it is. There may be others that may not be quick to agree with us. Mike, thank you for the call. Reminds me of a story I heard from a local law enforcement officer that, again, in maybe a number of months ago, and Mike correctly made reference to, there's been variations of this scenario, right, leading up to Thanksgiving, et cetera, can't have more than this, you have to be outside, blah, blah, blah. Governor Newsom, you know, chew your food, pull your mask down. Just, you got to laugh because it's just... Oh, it is hard to grasp what we humans will tolerate. But as it applies to this idea of shutting down power, it's a head scratcher. 888-528-2557. We have one open line, by the way. Vanessa in Pasadena, you're on the Frank Sontag Show.
Yes, hi. I just wanted to say that this is absolutely 100% wrong. And just like we came after you, Newsom, we're going to come after you too, Garcetti, because he needs to stop. Anybody who thinks this is okay is completely wrong. This is not okay. And what he needs, you know what Garcetti should do? He needs to go down to the border, and he needs to make sure that the immigrants that are going to come over here, and he better make sure that they are not going to bring the COVID super spreader. We're coming up to the one-year mask anniversary. I'm done kicking the can down the road, and that's enough. Enough is enough. And people listening, you better call Garcetti. You better voice your concerns, leave messages, email, but you better speak up, because not speaking up is not going to do anything but allow him to continue doing the stupidity, ignorance, power trip that he has. Thank you, Frank. Appreciate you.
Vanessa, thank you for the call. Brian in Los Angeles. Brian, you're on the Frank Sontag Show.
Hey, Frank, I just heard your, maybe I caught the end, and you're asking, I think, is anyone okay with the mayor of cutting someone's power off? So what I heard you say, I'm just, you asked a question, if someone's having a party, and they said you can't do this, and they do it again, and even if the person owns the house, what I believe is for the DWP, the mayor appoints, and it's owned by the L.A. County. So they're not taking away your house. They're turning off water, which the L.A. County actually owns that water system. Again, I may be wrong, but I think that's the case. So if they own it, I don't agree with it, but they have that right to do that because they own that system.
You say because they own it, but yet you don't agree with it. Correct? Isn't that
correct?
What you said? Okay. So
yes.
Why the stipulation? I mean, go ahead.
Maybe if someone owns their own home and maybe, I don't know, maybe they're doing something in their home that I don't like. I don't know. But it's their own home. And once they're in that own home, they should be allowed to do whatever they want because they paid for that property. So it's their right that even if I don't like the color of their house they're painting, they own that property. They should be allowed to do that. So I kind of just doing that to the other side of the water. Since they don't own it, they should be allowed to do what they want.
Okay, but if supposedly, and I would have to kind of delve into the legalese here, but so if the county owns the rights to the water, even though I'm not sure then why we buy, do we not have any rights if we actually buy and sign contracts? But that of it in of itself. So what about the idea of owning anything privately? Do we not have rights as a private citizen? Or are you saying, well, ultimately, because the state has this agreement, or if we're going to go with eminent domain where they want to build a freeway and because they in some ways own this, they can give you like nothing for your property and you're out. I mean, how much power do we give the state?
I give the state, I don't really give the state a lot of power, meaning I don't really wear a mask or I have to. I mean, if I don't see people around, I'm out at the park and everyone has a mask on, I'm not doing it. But what I mean is I just don't focus so much on what Gavin Newsom's doing. I feel like if you focus on what he's doing, if you focus on what Trump's doing, you're part of the problem. Like, it's not that bad. And people want to feel bad talking about Trump, talking about Newsom. It's like, let's, like, take off your mask. And if everyone kind of took it off, most people would do it.
Oh, I don't know if that's true. Obviously, there's no way to find out. There's no, like, some double-blind study, but it's an interesting thought. Thank you, Brian. Gary in Glendale. Gary, you're on the Frank Sontag Show.
Good afternoon, Frank. I've got a question. When Governor Newsom had his party at that French restaurant, why didn't they shut the power off there? Why wasn't anybody concerned about that? That was a super spreader, too.
Well, it's obviously a rhetorical question and a good one at that. You have an answer?
I just don't think it's fair. We're being controlled. Next up, they're going to tell us if we can kiss our wives or how many breaths a day we can take.
Yeah, I'm laughing again. Don't mean to be disrespectful, Gary. Thank you. It's kind of a defense mechanism because I think this warrants this kind of conversation. I mean, seriously, I've talked to law enforcement where when the whole mask mandates, right? Neighbors were calling the police on other neighbors because they saw people not wearing masks. You may logically say, well, that's probably a small proportion of society, and I would hopefully agree with you, but still. And for the LA County Mayor's Office to shut down water and power, there are people that support this idea. There are so many people that are rabid in fear and terror over this virus, like Dr. Scott Jensen played in his video, that we are being played here. All right, I've got a break, and I've got an exciting announcement as we go to break. 888-528-2557. Also, Governor Newsom has been mentioned. There is a new angle by which the governor may be in trouble if you've not signed on to the petition to recall him and you're in that mindset. By the way, if you think this is partisan politics, I've read 300,000 Democrats have signed this thing. RecallGavin2020.com. But when we get back, I'll share a little bit of a new angle that some people are really upset with something else we just discovered that the governor has been doing. That and your calls, 888-528-2557, 888-528-2557. More of this, the Frank Sontag Show next. Thank you for joining us here on the Frank Sontag Show. I was going to move on. I made mention of a story about a skateboarder, a young man named Nyjah Houston, who evidently has a great opportunity at the Olympic Games coming up to win a medal in skateboarding, which this is the first time they're going to have a competition for the medal. And I'm stumped. I can't even talk. I'm looking at the screen here. All right, let me look away. So I was going to move on. L.A. Mayor Garcetti ordered the DWP to shut down power at a privately owned home because they had a party. Again, jeopardizing public health. Now, basically, everybody that's called said, well, this is ridiculous. And now on the screen, I see two people that say it's okay to turn off the utilities. So Richard and Charlie, we're going to take you, and then we're going to move on to another topic. But I want to understand why you have that position. We'll start with Richard in Alhambra. You're on the Frank Sontag Show.
Oh, hey, Frank. This is Victor, actually.
Oh, it says Richard. Sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, Victor. Yeah. Okay. I'm going to go neutral on Garcetti, right? So let's say, for instance, I'm Elon Musk, and I got my power walls up. I don't need the electricity. I truck my own water in. I throw a party. Now, what rights do they have to come into my home?
Okay. On the screen, it says, Richard, it's okay to turn off utilities. So maybe Richard left and you call in Victor. And by the way, I just saw your email. I was going to make mention of it. It's a good point. What about if you're off the grid? Okay, thank you for the call. I'm not sure what happened to Richard. Let's try Charlie in Westminster. Charlie, you're on the Frank Sontag Show.
Hi. The way this guy was treated is consistent with the way people are treated in the justice system. If you don't pay your traffic tickets, the fees get worse and worse and worse. If you get popped for driving under the influence, the penalty is so-so. If you get busted the second time, it gets worse, and it gets worse, and it gets worse, and it gets worse. I had a client who was on his fifth DUI, and he was in prison. He was headed for prison.
Okay, I'm a little lost here, and in the interest of time, what does this have to do with the mayor ordering his power and water shut off?
This guy was warned before. And I don't know the nature of the warning he was given about the water shut off.
Well, hold on.
Soft law.
Maybe to be consistent in your analogy, maybe he should be arrested and threatened with jail time. How can you bridge the gap between personal civil liberties, private property, with turning off water and power, with your analogy that somehow, well, he's been warned? And so, therefore, and you use the analogy of prison. How do you rectify the two?
Maybe that's the wrong remedy. Maybe that is in the statute. If it's not in the statute, he shouldn't suffer the penalty.
Statute aside, you're okay with a mayor of a county ordering a utility company to shut off water and power of a private citizen.
I'm not okay with it, and okay. I worked for L.A. County. The city has the mayor.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate it. Took some pushing to get you there. Okay, we'll leave it at that. Thank you. And you're correct. Thank you for the correction. It is our city. I keep saying county. It's our city mayor. Okay. What have we learned here? Well, depends on who you talk to. If we would like to learn new information, here's one. Now, we've heard so much about Gavin Newsom. Recall Gavin2020.com for the way he's handled this virus and lockdowns, small businesses, and then the whole French laundry thing and the lies. So those have been some of the main reasons why people are upset. And by the way, they still could use signatures. I think they're at 1.7 million. They hope to get to 2 million by, I think it's March 17th. Let me read you a little of this story that Ben Shapiro's DailyWire.com website ran. Headline, companies that donated to Governor Gavin Newsom to help with coronavirus were rewarded with no-bid state contracts. The requests are known as behested payments, donations made to organizations at the request of a politician. In California, Governor Newsom rewarded those who made donations at his request with lucrative state contracts. The report this week that the behested payments, quote, were a record-setting Let me say that again. Quote, we're a record-setting haul eclipsing all prior donations on record by nearly $100 million. Read on. While most donations supported COVID-19 relief efforts, a closer look suggests Newsom's fundraising was supercharged not just by the pandemic, but also by the broad emergency powers the governor has assumed because of it. End quote. By the way, there's been some lawsuits that have slapped his hands with how much power he actually has. But reading more on, Newsom raised $45 million last year from insurance companies like Blue Shield of California, Kaiser Permanente, toward his housing initiative, which is called Project Home Key. Sounds really nice. Newsom appointed Paul Markovich, Blue Shield CEO, to co-chair the governor's COVID-19 testing task force. In addition, Blue Shield, with some help from Kaiser, was awarded state contracts to manage vaccine distribution. The report says this, quote, that decision has raised eyebrows as the governor's office has remained silent about the particulars of the deal, including why his administration selected Blue Shield and how much the company would be paid. End quote. More from the report. But Blue Shield and Kaiser Permanente are not the only ones. Newsom is committed to spending nearly $4 billion on no-bid contracts to fight the pandemic. A number of companies who lined up for these contracts ended up donating at Newsom's request to his various relief efforts. Since March, Verily Life Sciences has received up to $44 million in three different contracts to help operate COVID-19 testing sites. Verily falls under the same parent company as Google. In April, Google donated $7 million in ad credits to the governor's COVID-19 ad campaign. Similarly, AT&T received over $40 million in contracts from the Office of Emergency Services. They donated $310,000 to the governor's office and spent millions more lobbying the state last year. I guess these are all just big coincidences. Finally, the growth in behested payments has tracked closely with the centralization of political power during the pandemic. While Newsom raised $226 million in 2020, he only raised $12 million the year before. Behested payments to state legislators and other officials were also way down in 2020. Oh, boy. 888-528-2557. There was a viral video of the president way back when he was on probably the most popular nighttime talk show host. Did y'all see that one? We'll play that for you. Also, some other items as well. Good news, Vody Bachum seems to be getting the medical help he needed. And also, whatever happened to the owner of the repair shop where a computer was dropped off at? Well, he's suing. 888-528-2557. More of the Frank Sontag Show next. Welcome back to the Frank Sontag Show. Thank you for joining us. We have a lot of news stories. I want to get to an update on Vody Bachum. Good update. Evidently, our president was on David Letterman a number of years ago saying something rather interested. And there's a story on the owner of the repair shop where Hunter Biden's laptop was dropped off. But let me take this call real quick. It caught my eye. Melon La Palma. Mel, you're on the Frank Sontag Show.
Thank you for taking my call, Frank. I was curious. Some of the positions that you take seem to be so indifferent to human life and human beings as they live their life.
Indifferent to human life, like my position against abortion, would that be one? What are you talking about?
Let's think about that. Abortion, that's about something that is not yet a standing on its own, breathing on its own, deciding on its own, walking on its own life.
So it's not a human life, though. What are they? Are they? What type of life is in the womb of a woman? Is that not a human life? Am I missing something?
I'm sorry, Frank. Yeah, you are missing something.
Okay.
I'm talking about the living life here on this planet now. Not a futuristic life that you would anticipate, but a life that is happening and occurring right now.
Can you be specific?
I will be specific. If it is your fetus, then...
No. You said you didn't want to talk about the unborn. Okay, so when you talk about the human life right now, can you be more specific about somehow I don't care about people? Specifically, what does that mean?
Actually, I was going to say that, but you went...
Well, I know because you told my screener that. That's how I knew you said that. So be specific. What does that mean?
I was going to be specific, but you interrupted me.
Okay. Oh, boy, that's kind of scary. All right, we'll move on that. Wouldn't want to interrupt you. I gave you a chance. We'll move on. I just want to have a discussion or a disagreement or a dialogue. Over the weekend, noted author and speaker Vodi Bakum shared that he is experiencing improvement after he was diagnosed with heart failure. Bakum is currently a patient at the Mayo Clinic in Jacksonville, Florida. Spent the last week traveling from Africa to the United States in order to receive medical treatment. He added that his condition is much improved. And he and his wife, Bridget, expressed that they, quote, continue to marvel at the Lord's providence and rejoice in goodness. Evidently, there was a point when, according to doctors, Bakum almost died. Quote, according to the doctor that brought me in, I was in the final stages of a catastrophic event and within an hour or so of death. Pastor Vodi Bakum seems to be getting the medical attention he needs. We praise God for that. The man whose computer store received a laptop computer from President Joe Biden's son has now sued Twitter for alleged defamation. John Paul Mac Isaac owned a computer repair shop in Delaware before it closed last year. He says Hunter Biden dropped off a damaged computer several years ago, would not return calls to pick it up after it was repaired. Reports came from the New York Post. We know those stories. Twitter blocked them, claiming it violated, quote, hacked materials policy, end quote. Said in a statement that the rules on the distribution of hacked material were violated. Mac Isaac's lawyers say the statement was defamatory. A hack is defined as an intrusion or access to a computer or other device that was either unauthorized or exceeded authorized access. Hackers are defined as people who illegally gain access to computer systems, and the term hacker is widely viewed as disparaging, according to Mac Isaac's attorneys. They wrote specifically, quote, plaintiff is not a hacker, and the information obtained from the computer does not constitute hacked materials, because plaintiff lawfully gained access to the computer, first with the permission of its owner, Hunter Biden, and then, after Hunter Biden failed to retrieve the recovered data despite plaintiff's requests in accordance with the Mac Shop's abandoned property policy, end quote. As a result of Twitter's actions and statements, Mac Isaac, quote, is now widely considered a hacker, according to the lawsuit, leading to a torrent of negative reviews and threats, eventually forcing him to close his business. In a video posted, Mac Isaac said, getting a label as a hacker is a death sentence to my industry. For the record, I'm not, nor have I ever been a hacker. Those guys make so much more money than I did. I was hired, never paid to perform a data transfer from a MacBook Pro to an external hard drive, end quote. The new suit includes what Mac Isaac says is authorization from Hunter Biden to work on the computer and an invoice for the work. The new suit notes that Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey is on record as saying the company made a mistake. Whatever happened to that computer or hard drive, right? And then this story, we'll end at this. So many of you sent me this video. I'm going to play it and then make a comment. Evidently, this was Joe Biden 14 years ago. 14 years ago on David Letterman's show.
So what was that like, walking into the great Senate chamber at 29 years old?
You know, I walked in when I was 21 and I got arrested. It was a Saturday. I was down visiting some friends at Georgetown University. And I came up on a Saturday morning because I was fascinated with the Senate. And they had a Saturday session. I walked up those days, no guards stopping everywhere. And they just got out of session. I walked in the back. All of a sudden, I found myself in the chamber and I was stunned. I walked up, sat down in the presiding officer's seat. Guy grabbed me by the shoulder, said, "You're under arrest."
And there were some yucks and guffaws, and I saw one response, "Oh, the irony." By the way, FBI Atlanta still seeking information to help identify individuals who actively instigated violence on January 6th in Washington, D.C. FBI has arrested over 250 people so far in connection with the Capitol raid. And then we have our president. A video has been discovered on David Letterman, him joking. Now, look, I'm just going to say this. To me, it's a non-issue. Kind of interesting that he walked in, sat down, and was supposedly arrested. I don't know if this has been verified. Let's just say our new president has told some tales in the past, has gotten into trouble for plagiarizing, and I'm just going to leave it as an irony. So for the many of you that email me, some of you are like, "Well, look, he's in charge now, and he did it." No. This is a non sequitur. An interesting one, but a non sequitur. And I do stand on the side of anybody that did anything on January 6th that caused injury or harmed anybody needs to be prosecuted to the full extent of the law. And I also stand against so much of the narrative that says this was incited, instigated insurrection. Nonsense. Armed insurrection. A woman, a Trump supporter, was killed. If you didn't hear the Tucker Carlson expose on breaking down who died and how they died. And by the way, we have a 2 to 3 mile barbed wire fence around the Capitol now with thousands of troops guarding it. And I think logical, reasonable people can figure out why that is. And from my position, has nothing to do with the specifics of January 6th. Your comments are welcomed. You're more than welcome to email me, franksontag@kkla.com. And Lord willing, we'll be back tomorrow over the weekend. I got on the phone and made some calls about some guests coming up. Looking forward to giving you kind of an update of what is to come guest-wise, but we have full intention of being back here tomorrow for another Frank Sontag show. Join us at 3 p.m. If you miss any of this broadcast, please go to our website, kkla.com, and download the full podcast. Normally, they're up shortly after the program ends. And if we can serve you, help you, pray for you, if you just have some information you want to relay confidentially, you can do that at franksontag@kkla.com. This is the Frank Sontag Show.